260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to Parkview nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Wow. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
We continue our interviews here on the 260 Dugout. Someone I had on the podcast last year in a group podcast as I talked with the Snyder Panthers out at Snyder Field in the wet, rainy weather that we had that day. We had to do it in the attic, it felt like.
Yeah, I really press don't. Box.
Press box felt like an attic because it was so hot. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this young man play. He's only a junior. So yep. To see this man another year of high school after this year, and he's already making a name for himself. But we have Isaiah Snavely from Snyder High School. Isaiah, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I appreciate you having me on here.
Again, you're the first two-time – no, I've had – Indiana Tech's coach was the first two-time guest. But that's pretty good. Dang. That's pretty good company. Yeah. I thought you were
– I was close.
You're the first player.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
First player to come that's on awesome. Twice. So, yeah, man, very excited to talk with you as, you know, you have – I want to start right where – looking at your hat right now. The last time I talked to you, you were starting to get offers and you were trying to
Correct.
Feel things out and get a good feel. And today as I talk to you, you've made your college commitment for Wake Forest. What made Correct. The Demon Deacons the right choice for you?
So with the college recruiting just being super hectic based on August 1st, like it's pretty much speed dialing. So I really just wanted to take my time and make sure I find the right fit. And I really think I found the right spot just based on the culture and coaching staff. I really connected with those guys and a lot of those players just being able to have fun. And like, I see all these edits with like songs like Unwritten and Ain't It Fun, which is a bunch of like silly white girl music. And I feel like that really relates to my personality really well. So I feel like I could fit in there. And not only that, but they have good academics, which I know I can have a successful career after baseball, because obviously you're going to have a life post baseball. And then they're really good at developing baseball players and getting them to the next level, which obviously my end goal is to get to the MLB. And I feel like that Wake Forest can do a really nice job. So ultimately that's where I made my decision. I'm going to be more excited about it.
Yeah. Picking a program that likes to have fun in addition to making you a better ball player, that's pretty much a win-win. You know, this is a game that, especially for people like you that play travel ball, probably young and play a lot of baseball in your life, it's good to find ways to still enjoy the game. Right.
No doubt.
Feels like Wake Forest is one of those programs that still likes to have fun in addition to that. I've seen some of those too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So
yeah.
I'm happy for you, man. So for anybody that hasn't got to see you yet, I mean, there may be somebody watching this video that hasn't got to see you play yet at Snyder. So tell the listeners a little bit of what are some of your strengths as a ball player? What position do you play and all that?
So I'm a left-handed hitting shortstop. My biggest strength on the field right now is being a leader and a field general. Not only picking up my teammates, but letting them know where they need to be and all that, while still encouraging them and pushing them to be their absolute best. Not only that, but I also can hit for power and contact. Hoping to hit a few more out this year than I did last year. And then I also have a lot of speed to go with it. So hoping to steal bags, hit some bombs, and overall play some good defense this year. So, you know, I'm really pumped for the season and ready to get that back-to-back SAC championship.
Yeah, I was going to say a very successful last season with your, you know, teammate that's going on in Notre Dame with Brandon Logan. Landon Fry's killing it at IU as well right now as a freshman. So, you know, going, I wanted to ask you about last year as well. I mean, that's a great group of guys that you're losing. So with this year, and I think I talked to you a little bit about it when I had you guys on before, but the goal doesn't stop there, right? You still have those same goals as you did last season, or to advance even further?
No doubt. We plan to try to make it right back to where we were last year and pick up right where we left off. I think a lot of those guys, we're going to be missing a lot of key roles, like key leading from those guys like Brandon and Landon. But I feel like we have a few guys like Jack Mormon and Brady Keck that can really step up and lead the team just as well as they did. So I feel like if we can replace those guys with just as good as leaders and mental leaders on the field, I feel like we have a really good chance to be just as good as we did last year, which I'm pumped for, and to hopefully have a good run at state.
Absolutely, man. Very excited for that. And you've been hitting the circuit, been very busy. You know, a lot of people, I mean, in baseball, there's really no off season. You know, we still have the capability of going in, hitting in cages, doing infield work, which wasn't very popular back when I played. So you guys are blessed these days to have that luxury. But you've been hitting the prep baseball Indiana circuits. What have you been up to this off season?
You know, I've been really attacking the weight room and really just trying to grow with my strength and the ability to be able to be very strong while still being able to move well and be able to move fast. So I've been attacking the weight room by moving weight as fast as I can, a heavy weight as fast as I can, not just heavyweight. And then I've just been hitting pretty much every single day, keeping up my throwing, keeping up my fielding, and just overall staying game ready, even though it's in the middle of February. So I'm really just staying prepared well for the season, even though we're still a couple months out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting there, though. It's almost March. We're getting pretty close. But for you, you know, you're a player that – what I love about you is you never, you know, a lot of people, when they start getting the recognition like you have, they kind of, you know, kind of get lost in the sauce a little bit and kind of get a little bit, you know, ahead of themselves in terms of progression. But you seem like a guy that remains humble and knows, you know, that you still feel like you have a ways to go in terms of, you know, improvement and hitting your potential. But let's be honest, though, like, you're getting a lot of recognition. Like, you got recognized as like a Under Armour All-American for preseason. You're being put on draft boards for Major League Baseball. So, like, how are you handling dealing with all of these, you know, these not really accolades, but just all this, I mean, added pressure with all of these, you know, All-American nominations and all that?
Yeah, obviously it's a big deal, and it feels incredible, but baseball is a game that you can get humbled very easily. So it tends to humble the not humble. So I just try to my best with keeping my head down, keep on the grind, and just stay working as much as I can. And hopefully it all works out well with that. Obviously everyone wants to be All-American and everyone wants to have these accolades, but it doesn't get handed to you. So in order to get that, you have to be working every single day. And I feel like I've been doing well at that. So I just got to keep on going until I end up getting those goals with the Under Armour All-American, with the draft board. And obviously that's not going to lead to me getting drafted, but it's going to make it a lot. It makes it a lot easier to have the ability to get drafted.
This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. Of course, this following interview with the Snyder Panthers occurred at the Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. The Snyder Panthers are much deeper than just Isaiah Snavely. There's a reason why they top the preseason SAC rankings that happened at the coaches' meeting prior to the season starting. So the Snyder Panthers, I'm looking forward to talking to a couple of other players that I think are going to have big seasons. Jack Mormon, the senior, and junior Brady Keck, who is hitting 90 on the mound now. So the Snyder Panthers team will be great. Raiden Morrow, a sophomore outfielder, will be back as well. Pete Mormon, Gideon Snavely, the younger brother of Isaiah. So tons of talent on the Snyder Panthers team. There's a reason why they're being talked about so much here in the preseason. But of course, things will get going for the Panthers on April 7th. as they will play the Blackhawk Christian Braves at 5:30 and get their season going, followed by a game against Northside in the SAC. So, without further ado, let's talk to Jack Mormon, Brady Keck, and the head coach of the Snyder Panthers, Coach Klinkenbeard. If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. All right, continuing our coverage here for Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. I'm joined once again. I got to talk to this team when the season was over. To recap, I got to hang out up in the press box area, and they were able to come out here for High School Baseball Media Day. I got the Snyder Panthers. What's going on? Who am I joined by today?
Brady Keck.
Jack Mormon.
What position you guys play?
I'm a pitcher and a first baseman.
Catcher.
And of course, we've already had Jack on the podcast, but I want to know a little bit about you guys, a little bit more, you know, because it's been a little bit since I talked to you anyway. So excitement level for this season. What are you excited for?
I'm very excited to make that same run we did last year. Most fun experience of my life going to semi-state. Okay. And I know we got the potential to do it again. I mean, we lost, what, 9, 10 seniors maybe? Mm-hmm. But the guys, our 4 returning starters, they're going to bring that same energy that those seniors did last year.
Yes, sir. Just like he said, last year, probably the most fun experience of my life, going to semi-state with the boys. But, you know, since 9 of those guys left, we got guys that are going to fill those guys' shoes. We got young guys, sophomores, and freshmen. And then we got older guys like me, Brady, and then Isaiah Snavely. Yep. Got to step up, fill those leadership roles. So, yeah.
And, yeah, Isaiah is here, but I made him sit on the sidelines. As he throws the deuces, he's had enough podcast time, so I wanted to focus on you guys. But what does it mean for you guys? You know, you guys see all these preseason rankings. You're on top of them. How do you guys take that in and still stay level-headed? What are you telling yourself to still stay grounded for the season?
One of those interviewers asked me before, they asked me what our floor, our ceiling expectations. You know, we don't really set those floor and ceiling expectations on us. Our only goal is to win SAC, and then after that, playoff time, we got sectional, regional, semi-state, and then hopefully get to that state game.
Yeah, like Jack said, we don't really pay attention to, like, rankings or whatever. We're just going to go out there and do our own thing like we did last year. It's just like a process that we built up last year that we're going to continue to do the exact same thing this year and obviously add on in those spots that maybe didn't work out best for us last year.
So as I tell everyone, you know, I always say we had the longest off season in the entire United States here in Indiana. So how do you guys utilize our extra off season, and what are some things you guys been working on?
Yeah, so first of all, me and some of the guys, we go into school early at like 6 a.m. We get a little nice lift in for about an hour. And then, you know, after that, you know, winter, we got to stay inside. hit upstairs in the north deck of the main gym, you know. But we do the best we can with what we have.
Yeah, I think this time is the best time to master the small details instead of, like, the big picture, because the small details end up painting a bigger, better picture. And right now we're working on, I don't know if I should say new plays, but we're working on different stuff and mastering those tiny details right now. Get all the mistakes out of the way now.
So for the guys that aren't here today, tell us about some of the other guys that are going to be, you know, producing for you guys this season that we can see.
Yes, sir. First of all, we got, you know, Lil Snavely. Not Isaiah, Lil Snavely.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to step up in a big role for us.
He's been grinding this winter.
Yeah, we got returning starter Ray DeMora on the outfield. We got 2 more outfielders, Max Johnson and my little brother, Pete Mormon. Yeah. And we got guys like Adrian Goyle, Caleb Clapper, Aiden Shetland, Hayden Maple. Those guys will step up big for us this year for sure.
He just named the entire team. You're like, you left me nothing. All right, so I'm excited for you guys this season. You guys sound like you're ready to go. I appreciate you guys coming on. Of course, I'll be supporting you guys throughout this season. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're here broadcasting live still from the Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. And I am now joined, I just got done talking to some of the players. We are now joined by Coach Klinkenbeer. Coach, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing. It's good to see you again. Yeah. I know this is different circumstances. We're not in the press box.
Yeah, pouring down rain. Yeah, that's right.
First of all, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for hosting. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. It wouldn't happen without you guys and your support. Yeah. So thank you for coming out. So guys seem excited. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling coming into the season?
Yeah, I was just telling another crew that I think as a coaching staff, this is going to be our biggest year to shine. You know, with having some guys at that's now graduated being with us for so many years, that they kind of ran the show in terms of how practice was run and drills that we've done so many years. You know, we really have to kind of fine-tune our practice plans and get some of the younger guys caught up. So we're excited for that challenge.
Yeah, and what I love the most about your guys is they don't care about them preseason rankings. I love that. They're like, we still have to play. Like, that doesn't, you know, we don't really pay attention to that. But I know, you know, I'm sure you're aware, everybody knows this program. High expectations from us media, but describe a little bit about this team. You did lose a lot, so describe some of the team and some of the guys we can see this year.
Yeah, like you nailed it. We are young. We got young pretty quick as we kind of joking around. You know, we've got some sophomores that luckily were with us through our run last year, so they may have not been necessarily on the field, but they were there experiencing the ups and the downs, the hard work that some of our players have put in for those 4 years, you know, and what it takes to be a Snyder baseball player. So we're certainly excited to see those youngsters now having the opportunity to shine. And, you know, it's now they're in the spotlight, especially some of our juniors like Isaiah and Brady. Of course, we have Jack Mormon coming back behind the plate. He's going to be one of our anchors, of course, being our senior back there, captain. We have a couple returning guys that were out there kind of sprinkled in throughout the season, you know. Raiden Morrow, for example, in the outfield. We're excited to have him. And we even have Isaiah Snavely's brother, Gideon, who's a freshman, who probably might be one of our best defensive players that we have on the team right now as a freshman. So that's exciting. So, like I said, as a coaching staff, this is a great time for us to really put together a well-thought-of, well-organized practice plans and really maximize our time and being efficient with getting guys, you know, ready to play for a varsity level, you know, competition. So,
absolutely. I'm very excited. The guys seemed excited.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. You know, I'll be out to the field, obviously, to see you guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
So good luck this season, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for hosting again.